Blog Talk Radio.
Multiple choice parenting.
You accidentally cut your daughter's bangs unevenly. Do you A, line things up a centimeter from her hairline?
Man.
No. Sweatbands are so hot right now. Everyone's wearing them. Like that basketball player and that other basketball player.
B, get spiritual.
Mom, where did all the mirrors go?
A reflection could never capture our true selves.
Huh?
Beauty is within.
C, look on the bright side.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or D, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
to... Ta-da! Twinsies!
I kind of love it. As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Melinda Hicks invited us here to be able to you know, look at opportunities to talk to people like yourself, because I'm trying to keep it real, you guys. I didn't think that Facebook had a person. I just thought it was a computer. This is a nice-looking young man, and we're here, and he's real. And, I mean, he's absolutely real, and Facebook is right here in Metro Atlanta, reaching out to the community. What does this mean to you guys, just to put the face on Facebook?
Wow, thank you. Well, I mean, I think first of all, yeah, so just to be clear, there are a lot of us real people who are at Facebook. Not a bunch of androids, I promise. But to answer your question about Atlanta, you know, we do these events all around the country in cities large and small because we want to make sure that small businesses have access to us in the flesh and they can ask us these questions and can talk to us about what their opportunities and their challenges are both on Facebook and out in the market. And this is a really amazing opportunity not just to tell small businesses about what we do and our newest products and how we can help them, but also to listen and to understand what, you know, works for them on Facebook and what doesn't, because that feedback loop really helps us make products that are ultimately going to work, not just for us as a business, but for the individual.
All right, we're listening to Atlanta Mix Radio. We're at the Small Business National Small Business Week, and I'm standing outside talking with a very, very handsome Mr. Santiago Marquez from the Georgia Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Mr. Marquez, what does this particular event mean for the Chamber?
Well, thank you, first of all, for the kind words. This event is very important for us because it's an opportunity for us to connect with other service providers in the minority business world, and it's also an opportunity for us to connect with the actual business folks that are not necessarily in the Hispanic community. And I think we've talked about this. Many communities have talked about getting together and uniting with more power and force. That's something that we're working towards right now. So it's very important for us to be here connecting and celebrating our businesses.
We're very proud to have the Chamber here. We're very proud of the fact that you have a female as your chair. What was her name again?
Yeah, her name is Tisha Tallman. She's our president and CEO. She's an attorney and a judge in DeKalb County, and just a phenomenal role model for many Latinas and many women all over the United States, actually, not just in Georgia.
Absolutely. We're going to be doing a follow-up with you guys on one of our shows, and we really appreciate it, you stopping for a moment and giving us this interview. So everybody, as we did with everyone else, we're going to be listening to Mr. Santiago Marquez in the future. We thank you, sir.
To the deputy consulate for the Consulate General of India, Mr. D.V. Singh, and we're out here at beautiful Sandy Springs, Georgia, and this is International Day of Yoga, and we were very proud to have had Neera Kim invite us out with WMR Radio. Sir, this is a wonderful opportunity for Sandy Springs and the people of Georgia to have this event here. Please tell us about the event and what you guys are doing here today.
Hi, good morning to you all. I am D.V. Singh, the Deputy Indian Consul General in Atlanta. Right now I am in Hammond Park, Sandy Springs. It's a beautiful morning. We are celebrating here second International Day of Yoga. Yoga Day, 21st of June, was recognized by the United Nations in 2014. Since then, Government of India and the Indian consulates all over the world is being celebrating Yoga Day. First Yoga Day we celebrated in 2015 in Heritage Sandy Spring Park with the support of more than 50 yoga organizations throughout Georgia and the city of Sandy Spring. We had a good turnout at that time. This is the second International Day of Yoga we are celebrating here today in Hammond Park. We are having more than 1,000 people. It's a very good morning. People are having fun. This yoga event is being organized on behalf of the Government of India by the Consulate General of India and more than 50 yoga organizations associated with the work of yoga, promoting yoga, good health, and more than 50 organizations are there, and the city of Sandy Spring. Okay. The city of Sandy Spring is so kind enough to provide this location, provide this the venue as free, and logistics, the ambulance, the police, and everything. We are having fun here and people are enjoying yoga.
And yeah. Today you guys have about 1,500 people. You got a lot of vendors.
Yes.
We met with the Atlanta chapter president here.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the way the event started 2 years ago.
Yeah, we have many stalls here, like many vendors. There are more than 20 different parts of the city of Georgia, and you know they are promoting themselves, like Gayatri Parivar Atlanta, Hindu Swayam Sevak Sangh, Gayatri Mantar, IACA, etc., etc. They are promoting themselves, you know, for their different yoga programs, yoga-related programs, and whatever they are doing here for the well-being and good health for the people, you know.
You're bringing good health and wellness to state of Georgia and in Atlanta. One of the things that we wanted to thank you all for bringing this is that we have a health crisis in our community altogether, and yoga has been around for how many years?
Yeah, yoga is the oldest form of technique. This more than 5,000 years. It started from India, and in different ways, different practices, different techniques. It is for well-being. It is for good health. It is for prosperity. It is for harmony. It is for peace. So it started more than 5,000 years in India. Thank you very much, Radio Atlanta, for covering this.
Thank you so much, guys. You guys are here with Karima Ali with WAML Radio. This is the Consulate of Virginia of India. They are located on Glenridge Drive.
Smile.
How can people support the organization?
He's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah. Maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I was sensitive to lights and sounds, so I built secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. Sometimes I did the same things over and over, until one day I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad
Radio WAMRDB. Hey, good afternoon. Today is my show, Let's Talk, on B2B, WAMR, which is a back to business series that we're doing. Just kind of want to let everybody know what's happening with the Atlanta Mix. We've officially joined in with working with WATV 1420 a.m. and 1430 a.m., which is increasing our broadcasting capabilities up to 175,000 Metro Atlanteans in the metro counties, as well as streaming live throughout the multicultural station that features quite a bit of people from Egypt, India, Spain, Mexico, all the islands out there, the Caribbean islands and all. So just tune in. We're going to be playing a lot of commercial spots that are available up throughout the entire day with WATV, as well as a show on Tuesday nights at 8 to 10 o'clock. So we're going to be building over the next course of the year. And so we're pretty proud of being able to build that relationship over a period of time, and having great hosts on, people like Black Coffee on Friday nights. That is a great show that we do. And then our show that is on Thursday, Yanni Red, who will be coming on tonight for a minute to talk about. She's got a lot of stuff going on. I want everybody to know exactly how to get in line with this young woman, because she is moving some things that's kind of really important to people that's in the hair industry that do natural hair. And so there's a series of things that are coming up with her just starting this week in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I know it's hot down there. I do not want to be there this time of year, but it's going to be hot. And so I wanted to bring her on for a minute and kind of let you guys know what's happening. She's going to be there on Saturday. And so we thank her for popping into the show. Yanni, are you on tonight?
Hey, Karima, thank you for having me. Yes, I am on tonight.
So you got a lot going on, Yanni. I mean, yeah, I said you got a lot going on tonight. I mean, not just tonight, but for the next, your series starts. You have a long amount of work that's ahead of you with your hair. Can you tell everybody about what you're doing?
Okay, so my name is Yanni Red, and I have like a niche market business. What I do is I provide training and job training and employment services for locticians, which are people who do dreadlocks. This is one of the hidden, I call it hidden because we have cosmetology schools, we have natural hair schools, but there's no training for specific locticians, and we have a lot of people in this country and around the world who just do locks. They don't only, you know, it's not natural hair with braiding and things. It's just locks, and there was no training until we started ours. What we do every year is we go on tour around to different places, and we do a 3-day training for these people to get a master certification so they can have a real license behind what they do instead of it just being a bootleg hobby, you know, because some people are really making a great living off of being lactation. So we just make it professional. I have the Baton Rouge Natural Hair Show, and that is with Happy to Be Natural Products. We'll be out there. I didn't know it was hot in Baton Rouge this time of year, so I guess I got to change what I was going to wear because I didn't know. But yeah, we'll be there. I have my own handmade products. I will have there. My product line is Yanni's Retwist Wonder. I have, back to the lactation thing, I've trained about 500 people to date with my certification program in different states in the United States. And we plan to train 250 this year alone. You know, and so there's a lot going on. I got books, products, a lot going on. But, yeah, we'll be in Baton Rouge this Saturday at the hair show. So I'm looking forward to that. And I will be actually launching my new handmade lock cream at the show. So I'm just excited. I'm a little under the weather, so I didn't want to stay on too long, but, you know, I got to support my girl. How are you doing tonight?
I am trying not to do, I'm trying to, I've been up for 24 hours so far.
Wow. Well, I'm coming up to rear at 20 hours. I'm coming up to rear at 20.
So I just, I wanted everybody to know, man, you're going to be doing the tour. The official tour really truly launches in 2017 in February. So there's a, they can go on the website and register. Tell your friends around the country that Yanni's coming to a location near you. So it's important that you guys know that it's two ways to do locks. There's the right way, and there's the Yanni way. No, there's three. There's the right way, the Yanni way, and, oh, Lord, please stop hurting my head. Wait. You know, you have them lockticians that twist your hair so bad you feel like you got another brain popping. And that's
yes,
not
and
how
see, that is why my
I'm
service is so
know.
Important.
You don't hurt people. When she did my hair, I didn't know she was finished. I was like, oh, Lord. See, I saw the video. She's got some online classes, and she's online on Facebook doing classes, too. So you can tune in, become her Facebook friend, and when you see her, because she just pops up. It could be 4 o'clock in the morning, somebody sitting in the chair, y'all ain't even live. I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Let me hurry up and try to tune in. You twist them up, but you had a head that went all the way down. The man's hair went all the way down to his kneecap, right? And you wrapped
yes,
that
yes,
thing.
I just twisted his hair just a couple days ago. His hair is actually about a yardstick long. And so, yeah, it's a lot of hair. And I have developed some techniques so that there's no discomfort to the clients. And so when we do our classes, we actually teach. A lot of times we're reteaching people that have, you know, been doing it their own way for a long time. But we actually teach them hair care and how to do the styles without all of the tightness that's associated with getting your locks done, how to fix your dry, itchy scalp if you have that. So it's like a loctician curriculum from, like, a cosmetology school kind of point of view. So we hitting on things that it's not just a regular class where, oh, I'm going to learn how to do some styles. You're actually going to learn a skill that you could take with you anywhere. And I did want to say, too, that I have online classes also where you can we do it through Skype or either Google Hangouts, and it's a live class. It's not just videos. You get your model. I have a model. You have a certain amount of hours. You follow the curriculum, and you can do it right from home if you can't travel. And when we do our tour next year, 2017, some of the cities we're going to be in, Jacksonville, Florida, Louisville, Kentucky, St. Louis, L.A., Richmond, Virginia, Detroit, Charlotte, Chicago, of course. We're going to Chicago 2 times because we want to get some of those, you know, some of the violence that's going on in Chicago. We want to bring some positive aspects to it. And the other thing that we're doing for each city is we're actually training 2 people that are either homeless or in transitional housing for free, so they can have a skill. And like I said, this one is the one, because people go to college and they pay a whole bunch of money to go to college, and then they might get out of college and can't find a job. This is not expensive. It's $1,250 for the full, and with the advanced training, it's $1,500. But you make it back so fast, and you can do it home-based business. You could do it as a salon. You know, a lot of single mothers are taking it. A lot of people from corporate America who got fired and just want some type of job security. So, you know, when I first started this, I was just a teenage mother, honestly, on welfare. But I could do hair, and so what I would do is I would do all these people hair, and then I needed an assistant. So I started teaching my assistant. This is back in the early 90s. And so, you know, speed up about 10 years, I had an 800-person clientele in the city of Newark. And so I had to train more people. And after a while, I had my own salon. I had the most employees I've ever had at one time is 10. And this is all off of my clientele that I built. And so I didn't really realize how big that was. It was epic, because you didn't have to have any job skills, and you could come right in my salon and get you a job skill and start today. And so it kind of expanded out. I got a call one day after doing a hair magazine. I got a call from a lady in Atlanta, and she wanted me to come down to the natural hair show. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to come down there. And when I came down, I'm thinking I'm going to be so, you know, incognito. Ain't nobody going to know who I am. But the whole Atlanta and people from different countries and everywhere, they all knew who I was. off of this hair magazine. And so they were asking for classes. And it was cool because I was already teaching since the 90s, just my staff. But it made me realize that this was a lot bigger than what I thought it was. And, you know, just as motivation, sometimes we do not realize just how big we are. I really love Karima because you keep me in that mindset of, you know, exactly who I am. And I really appreciate everything that you have done for me with your mentorship and everything. So, yeah, I just wanted to let everybody know a little bit. I thank you for allowing me to use your platform. And, you know, if anybody has any questions or whatever, I'm here. You can go to my website, YoniRed.com, which is YoniRed, to sign up for classes. You also can check me out on YouTube in action. I have a couple of classes on there, and I have a couple of styling tutorials on YouTube, so you can kind of get my teaching style. And it's just a lot, you know, it's a lot going. If y'all do not know who I am, you will know. Very soon, everyone will know.
You know what? I just cannot. I'm on your website, and I just cannot take my eyes off of the before and after pictures where, you know, the braids, you know, the lady got a lock, but it's just all greased looking and you know, kind of unnatural. And the now with the they almost whoever tried to create the hairstyle, it's almost like you might be a little bit too young. It's like Jordan going up against somebody to the kid. It's just ridiculous. I think it's important that people kind of really get the real education part that you offer in the class. So like you said, the YoniRed.com. But if you put /classes, you guys can look at whole platform online and be able to sign up and stuff. So I know you got a lot going on, and I really appreciate you, popping in the show tonight. And I appreciate the kind words. I thought I'd get on your nerves when I'm messing around and tell you what I think you need to do.
Yes, and you know what? That's very important in the entrepreneur world because so many people only have yes men around. You know, everybody's saying, yes, you're doing great. And when you're creative, it gets to the point where you get tired of people just saying, yes, everything is awesome. And so, you know what I mean? And so I need that in my life, that, no, this is, you got to fix this, do this, this is what you need to have. I need that. You know, and that would actually be a great service for all entrepreneurs, too, because I know that there are some people going through the same exact thing. You get to this certain limit, and then it's like, where do I go from here? And you don't have anybody to bounce ideas off of or to just help you move on to the next step. So, like I said, I really appreciate all that, you know, that you do and share with me. I really do.
Well, you know, the B2B is very important. That's one aspect of it, and you do that yourself. As well as mentoring people. I've you know, on the shows that I've produced on Thursdays, there were so many people who came to the show that, you know, took your class and they moved on to become entrepreneurs, open up their own shop,
right.
Start their own classes and all of this. And that's a whole different show by itself. But I know you're not feeling well tonight, and I'm kind of excited about being able to present you to another demographic of people starting on November 29th, where we're going to be on WATV 1430, and then we're going to stream through to 1420, which goes from, it really covers the entire metro Atlanta demographic, all of Atlanta, and based on talking with the general manager at the station today, you got people all the way out to the Caribbean. So it's going to be a great opportunity. You know, the 175,000 additional listeners and then the stream through. But people be able to really keep in contact with what we're doing, because you'll be on, at least two times a month on Tuesdays from 8 to 10, presenting some of your multi-talented businesses that you have. You got your music and payment. You have locks, and we talked about all of that. So I want everybody to know that this young lady is coming with a vengeance Great website. She's got a great opportunity to try to help people, help themselves. I even got a down payment, y'all. You know, this is truly black right here. Can I put some money down to get in there? You show them and capture our people, boy. I ain't got $1,500. But if can I put something down on it, I can put it on down on the first. And at least by the time I have it all paid up. So, you know, I like that, y'all. You guys said I can pay stuff on it. I love it, man. You make it work. Nobody has any excuse when it comes to what you're trying to offer them. You got a payment plan available with $200 down. I like the fact that, you know, we have to watch our cuts.
You know, yeah, it's $200 down, and it's actually going on sale for Black Friday. We're going to do 40% off on Black Friday. So they put $200 down by Black Friday, and even if they pay it off afterwards, they still get that Black Friday price. So for all the people who sign up now, they can get the class for $600 online, and the Master Lactician course in class, hands-on. I also have an ebook that's about to release very soon, because when I teach up until now, I've been actually teaching people just by talking to them. I can tell you, I can walk you through how to do this the correct way. And so I didn't have teaching aids. I just, oh God, just finished this book. That was really great. You know, I'm just feeling good right now because I'm getting some things done that I've been wanting to do. Because I'm transitioning out of becoming, out of being a full-time hairstylist to now a different type of entrepreneur with my own radio show and books. And just a different type of business, because I've been, you know, long journey. If y'all do go to my YouTube channel, you could search Yanni Red Reality TV. That's a little reality TV episode that we did at my salon when I was in Newark back in 2011. And as you can see, I had 10 employees. I did like a little job fair at the salon, and it just talks about my journey and, you know, exactly how I got to do what I'm doing and the reason why I can't quit. And I said, you know, because it's mouths to feed all over, you know, growing up where I did in Newark, New Jersey, poverty level, violence, and, you know, you got to rise up above things like that. So, and that's exactly how I started training people, because it was more like, let me get you off the street for a little while, you know what I mean? And so I do keep pushing for urban areas. For one, because we need places like that where younger people can go and maybe they don't have to fill out a job application because they may not be able to pass whatever test or whatever like that. So, like I said, this is really building entrepreneurs. It's very easy to learn. Any age, anybody. You don't have to have any experience whatsoever. Like I said, if you go to my YouTube and see some of the classes, you'll see a couple of people that had no experience at all. And you see their progress instantly. Only take me about 3 days to work with them, and they all set. And then we also do continued education afterwards, mentoring, any type of business help, employment programs, all of those things. So, like I said, YanniRed.com, YonniRed. YouTube is The Yanni Red. Instagram, Yanni Red. Basically, YonniRed. If you even just start typing that, once you get to R, I'm going to come up on everything. So.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, the search and do it. But I hope you, I really hope you feel better, Yanni. And, you know, you got a long road ahead. You got this trip again to New Orleans, to Baton Rouge. We're
yes.
Talking to Yanni Red at the top of the hour here in Metro Atlanta. She will be on tomorrow talking about a little bit more about her journey, and have a special guest on. What's the young lady's name that will be on?
Her name is Michelle, and she is the owner of Happy to Be Natural Products and one of the proprietors of the Baton Rouge Natural Hair Show. So stay tuned for that. We got a lot of great companies going to be out there too. So I will be actually broadcasting live, of course, on my Facebook page. So I have Yanni Red on Facebook, but I'm also Yanni Thompson. I also have a live channel on Facebook where some of my team locticians, they just pop in, do a live video. Sometimes you see them doing hairstyles. They take in question and answer sessions for people that have questions about how to maintain hair or hair health and things like that. Just a lot going on. Trying to remember everything off the top is hard. But that, too, is TYR, which is Team Yanni Red, and that's a TYR live dreadlock channel. Tune into that, see our videos. You also meet some of the people who I have trained and some of the salon owners and people that have graduated my course with honors, which is basically that they, what we do in the beginning of the class is set a goal, because I want to know where you want to be in 2 years from now. And so what we do is we just work with them to get them to that point. And so we have people that, two wanted to open hair salons. They done. I got one open up a natural hair school in North Carolina. That's done. That'll be launching in February. So we're doing some great things.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually a global movement. You know, there's also a political level. Like you said, you really don't want to touch it, but as a businesswoman, you have to be on tune. You got to be cognizant with what's happening in the business world. You know, there's some. You know, now that this election period is over with, we got to be cognizant. We have to get on the swivel as business people and as people that are natural hair. Just want to go back to the one thing that we did and we talked about, and we don't want to keep our eyes in the sand now, because they are trying to slowly pass laws that eliminate people with natural hair in corporate America. So it's creeping
right
from a grassroots legislative point, and by the time we know it, people with locks, with dreads, can't get hired. And that's a cultural bias a movement, and now the type of president that we got, president-elect, that is, you know, all sorts of phobic, will continue to make America great, send it back to 1948. I like that. Make America great, send it back to 1948. but that's what Mr. Trump is looking at.
But,
and,
well, you know, Atlanta did pass.
Alabama.
Federal court did pass a law that someone appealed, and they still didn't change it, but they passed a law saying that this company could discriminate against a woman who was trying to get hired with them just because she had dreadlocks. And they said the reason is because dreads tend to get messy or whatever, but not when you're rocking with the team, you know what I mean? So
the other thing about it is I just
feel like that's why my job is a lot more important, because if you do say that people with dreads, you know, can't work and you can't get hired, you're getting rid of a whole nation of workers, which is ridiculous, you know what I mean, just for their hair purposes. But we also stress entrepreneurship because of that. And, you know, as black people, sometimes we got to get up and say, okay, bully, enough is enough. I'm ready to fight you back now. By, you know, and just by doing some of our own things, you know, just trying to uplift different communities. And I know, you know, just from some of the messages that I get to my email or whatever, that I'm impacting people exactly like I want to, you know. So we are bridging that gap where it's like we're not coming to ask you for your job. This is my empire right here, you know. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's really all we could do. We can't keep fighting people that don't want us to be a part of their thing.
And that's important. I want to let you know that your phone is breaking up, and I know you got the little one trying to get your attention. You know?
Yeah.
You have to make a run for it. Mommy! She's an entrepreneur, a mommy, you know, slash, you know, that's what we do. We juggle, but this young lady juggles a lot, and she's a mommy, and she's a puppy owner that terrorizes her, too. Sometimes you might be thinking she's talking to her kids. If you ever hear her break out,
and start screaming at somebody is not a child. I thought it was because she hollered out, "I'm going to body slam you." I said, "Ooh, time to call defense." But it was the dog. So, but you're juggling a lot, Yana, and I appreciate it. So everybody tune in tomorrow night, Yanni Red on. Okay, I know you know it now, right? What is it called again? What's the name of the show? Atlanta Mix Radio. Let's say it together. Atlanta Mix Radio, WAMRDB on tomorrow night, Yanni Red. And on Friday, Black Coffee. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We got about 13 minutes left, and I want y'all to tune in to Yanni Red on WATB 1420 and 1430. We're going to be streaming live so you all will be able to see her in the studio as well as the rest of the hosts. Next Level will be in town streaming. This is a whole year agreement that we got, so we've married this wonderful gentleman, Mr. Ben, who's the general manager at WATB, and giving us opportunity to just push our dream out there to a multicultural. Yanni, we hope to talk to you on tomorrow on your show, and good luck with your Louisiana trip, and make sure you ain't wearing nothing heavy because it's hot.
Thank you for that heads up, because I really was ready to go there. Like, this is Georgia weather. I'm so happy that you told me that. Now I know exactly what I'm wearing, because I did not know. But yes, thank you.
And watch the alligators too. Yanni got took by the alligator. I'm trying to tell you, what you think down there? It's a bayou. Don't play. Keep on a swivel, y'all. So Yanni, thank you. I know you got to get off of here. But again, y'all, we're talking with Yanni Red on WAMR Radio, DB, Atlanta Mix. You're gonna be starting to see some real movement with our B2B mentorship program that we have. A great young lady. She's really starting to get to know me when I do the grumpy old lady thing. She just be like, "Okay, so let's finish talking now." I'm starting to really, 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 really admire her because she doesn't take things personal. She's grabbing on to what she needs and kind of throwing away my little grumpy thing that I got at 50. But I look good at 50. Oh, and I need to make a hair appointment before you leave, if that's possible. I'm letting everybody know it's time for my locks to get twisted again. So, you know.
Maybe we can go live with that, too. Maybe we'll go live with that so I can let everybody know the skill, you know, coming to the Yanni Red. And you know what the funny thing is? If you haven't heard of me, it's because you're not a loctician. If you're a loctician, you know exactly who I am. And that's anywhere in the world, not just in the United States. Anywhere in the world, they know exactly who I am. My YouTube channel is at almost a million hits. So they know.
That's how I met you. They know. Everybody, they know. That's what's so important. I just run with the best. This young lady in her 30s, so just imagine what she gonna be like when her empire just turns into empire itself. You know?
Yes.
And I'll be like, I know that young lady.
Right now.
Oh, no, y'all.
Yes.
We're gonna do a disclaimer right now. Yanni is not... She's more like Cookie because she makes sure she take care of her family. Don't nobody play with her about her family. Don't nobody play with her about her money. Don't nobody play with her about anything. And her baby daddy know not to play with her at all. So that's Cookie. You know what I'm saying?
True.
They know. So, Yanni, we're going to get out of here. We had 10 minutes before we leave the show. Want everybody to tune in to YanniRed.com. Go / with the classes. It is set up, and white people, any kind of folks who want their hair locked, you can come to the classes and learn the natural way, not the oily way, and the hurtful, painful, twisting way of doing locks, where it's healthy, and your hair will look great. So, you know,
yes,
there's a lot of
specialize in alopecia coverage. If you suffering from alopecia, I can make it look like you're not. You know, for a small fee, of course, but definitely. We also teaching that around the country, too, because we have a lot of black women per se, who are losing their hair to the chemical world. And so, you know, a lot of them wait until that happens before they decide to actually wear their own hair natural, which is maybe unfortunate, but we definitely, you know, we definitely can help with that. And I do have locticians around the world, so if you cannot get to Atlanta, you can email me. Our directory will be up in a couple days also. You can email me, and I'll find you a loctician that I train personally in your area. So just a few of the services that I offer. But it's a lot, definitely.
And also remember that the Atlanta airport is right here. So it ain't like you can't get to the ATL. You can land, shop, no, get your hair done, then shop, then get back on the plane, take your ass right on back where you came from. So that's something we do. We might just be setting up Yanni kiosks all over the state of Georgia so people can just sit there and get it done in different places, at the airport. I don't care. You never know. It's a dream. But I want to get out of here. Yanni, I really appreciate you jumping on with me tonight and letting people know about Yanni Red, Yanni Thompson, the Yanni Red Hair Show that's coming up. It's touring starting in February. If you want to be a sponsor or advertise with Yanni, y'all need to get on now. Don't try later. Don't try to get on later, but we're telling y'all now that sponsorship
right.
advertised for this tour is now. We're going to have a special package that's going to be released out there to the entire world so that for you corporations that got corporate social responsibility when it comes to working with people who are training and creating jobs, economic development, hey, I'm putting it out there tonight for you guys. We'll be out there doing a lot of business development, walking, knocking on doors, making calls. A lot of people said they want to make people, empower people. Now is your time. And she didn't say it, y'all, but I'm going to say it. For those who have felony and can't pass a background check, you might want to holler at us. You know what I'm saying? Because it's about making your own money. There's no excuse. I'll say it as the producer. So if you can't get... to work, you got no excuse. You can learn a trade, and that's what she's saying. You know, we already know you got to go 7 years on some background. Some people take 5. Some people do lifetime. Hey, we all been there. Some of us have. I know my mom ain't never been arrested, but she's still living, so you never know.
But this actually works in the prison systems too, because I know a couple of people who do hair that are in prison, and they cigarettes is loaded. So yes, yes they are. Anywhere where there's someone with hair, you can do this.
So it's universal. So you guys are with, again, Yanni Red, Kareem Ali Bowens on Atlanta Mix. The show is tomorrow. It's going to be exciting. I want y'all to call in at 516-387-1251. Check Yanni Red out on Facebook, Instagram. I don't care. Any type of social outlet, y'all can check out. This is a real thing. This is a movement. This is what we do at Atlanta Mix Radio DB. This is the hottest thing that we can do. We're going to pop some locks, and we're going to run up out of here. And I tell you one thing. I am definitely trying to get this whip done. So when I pull in with that red charger, hallelujah, I want to thank the Lord. I'm not trying to play with y'all, but a sister got approved for USAA, signed the dotted line, taking delivery on a candy apple red charger, 4-door. How about that? That is God, and that's only God that's making this happen. God
nice.
Has been good. I'm talking about it because I'm letting y'all know I come from a whole spot. And Yanni, you see my Jeep. Everybody's in praise for it. The police just don't even pull it over no more. They just know I got it. Sure. So I want to thank folks for tuning in. Y'all tune in tomorrow night at 9 o'clock with Yanni Red and then Black Coffee. Tune in on Friday night. And then Let's Talk on Wednesday. And then on Tuesday, we're going to do a special broadcast on WATB 14, 2014, 30. You'll be talking with me sometimes, and we're going to have a series of posts. If you want to advertise with us, corporate America, we are here. We're here to send a message of unity and healing in our country.
And you can do that by being a part of the Atlanta Mix Talk Show on Tuesdays between 8 and 10, located right there on Decatur Road. The business has been there, the building, the big old antenna's been there for the last 30 years. So we have moved forward, and we'll be restreaming right through Atlanta Mix, which is AtlantaMix.com. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and just kind of, you know, God bless you. I just want to play this closing out. God has been good. His grace is everlasting. And for what I'm going to tell you, there's nothing God can't do. All he has to do is say, be, and it shall. So we're going to close this show out with the Pastor Shirley Caesar. Y'all have a great evening.
and see.